November milestone. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Fentanyl is getting much of the blame for a major city's big jump in deaths of homeless people.
The Seattle area shattering a record set in 2018 with 310 homeless people dying last year. The Seattle Times reports that's a 65% jump over 2021 and that more than half of the deaths were from fentanyl-related overdoses. Records from the King County Medical Examiner's Office show many had a combination of fentanyl and other drugs, including cocaine or meth. The Seattle mayor says the deaths underscore an urgent need to get more people indoors. King County is telling multiple agencies to survey homeless providers about what's needed to help reduce fatal overdoses. The county already has public awareness campaigns and last year distributed thousands of fentanyl test strips and overdose medication kits. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
President Biden marking this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, addressing the National Action Network's breakfast in Washington, D.C., saying Dr. King's life and legacy, in his view, shows the way forward. Yesterday, the president spoke at Ebenezer Baptist Church, King's former church, at the invitation of Senator Raphael Warnock, who is the current senior pastor. And the president has approved a disaster declaration for California after at least 20 people have died in severe storms.
Over the weekend, 175 people were rescued from rising floodwaters in San Joaquin County, rushing water leading to buckling roads, coastal damage, and mudslides, with many rivers dangerously close to flooding communities. Los Angeles seeing record-setting rain, the Sierra Nevada seeing whiteout snow conditions, and in San Francisco, winds blew over a big rig on the Golden Gate Bridge, halting traffic for hours.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, six people, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby, killed in a shooting in Central California. Authorities searching for at least two suspects. Investigators believe the shooting is gang-related. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Flowers and teddy bears are out in front of an apartment complex in Kharkiv, Ukraine, after it was struck by a Russian missile.
Russia launched a series of attacks across the country over the weekend, specifically targeting energy infrastructure. But this missile hit this apartment building early on a Saturday morning. 40 people are dead and 75 others are wounded, many of them seriously injured and hospitalized, including young children. 39 people were found caught in the rubble. Rescue teams, hundreds of them, came out brick by brick trying to find survivors, but 30 people are still missing, and the mayor says at this point it is unlikely they will find any survivors. In Kharkiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky saying the attack shows the need for faster and better coordinated decisions on supplying arms for Ukraine. A group of Republican lawmakers taking a stand against electric cars in their state.
10% of all new cars sold last year were electric vehicles, which are seeing strong growth in China and Europe. Now, despite their popularity, some lawmakers in one state are making a symbolic gesture. They aren't that welcome. Six Republican legislators in Wyoming have introduced a bill proposal that expresses support for phasing out the sale of new electric vehicles in Wyoming by 2035. The proposed resolution praises Wyoming's, quote, proud and valued oil and gas industry for creating countless jobs. The ban would not be legally binding if passed. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
She was once known as the most beautiful woman in the world after the title of one of her movies. Italian actress Gina Lollobrigida has died. She achieved international stardom in the 1950s with films such as Come September, co-starring Rock Hudson, Trapeze, and Beat the Devil. Gina Lollobrigida was 95. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.